This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday. This is Tune In with Erica. I'm Erica, and you are very welcome. Hello, hello, hello. How lovely to have your company today. It truly is. And here we are, halfway through November. How did that happen? Does it seem to you that life is speeding up? It does to me. It could be an age thing, but anyway. It is so nice to have your company, and I'm seeing you also coming into the Facebook chat room. Let me just take a look in there very briefly, because I'm going to give you plenty of time. The door is open. Come on in. Good morning to Maureen and to Laura, to Tiffany and Renee and Alan. If you want to join them, and they are the most delightful people in the Facebook chat room, very easy. It's on Facebook, obviously. If you're not a Facebook person, go to the website 1-2radio.com. Look at the menu on the left-hand side and you'll see an option to chat. And that will take you into our private chat room. So enjoy yourself. Come and just wave and say hello. We are getting new listeners to 1-2 Radio all the time. And sometimes you drop in there and let me know that you're there and we haven't spoken before. And it's lovely to get together with you. If you have friends who haven't discovered 1-2 Radio yet and you like it, well, don't forget to tell them, because they won't know unless you spread the word. And also they may find things of interest or inspiration in the on-demand system, which of course has the shows of all my colleagues, and I do dip in and out of there when I know I've missed a show. Obviously, I'm in the UK. Some of my colleagues' shows I can't get to, but it is always lovely to nip in and out of the on-demand and just see what they have focused on this week. So as I said, I have just looked in the Facebook chat room and I can see more people coming in. Good morning to Joni. I can see as well as just come into the room. So I'll let you get in there. I will be doing readings today using my lovely Wisdom Tarot deck. It's my go-to deck these days. You've heard me say this before. Somehow you just get a deck. You just know it's like your favourite jumper. You know it's just going to flow for you. So how has your week been? How is it? We have today, I think we have a moon in, Capricorn. Yes, we do. We have a moon in Capricorn. Also, apparently, thanks to the wisdom of my lovely friend C.A. Brooks and colleague, writing in Mark's Power Peak, which if you're not signed up for that, why not? You're missing out. You get all the wisdom of the astrologers and some thoughts from Mo and Gracie. It's a great thing to have drop into your inbox every week. Go on the front page of 1-2 Listen and you'll find Mark's Power Peak and you'll get the astrological lowdown on the week. And I just noticed that CA had said today that this moon, we've had the new moon, now we're in Capricorn. So how's your to-do list getting on? Yeah, the moon in Capricorn. But I do believe that Saturn is also, which is obviously Capricorn's ruling planet, is also in very sensitive, intuitive Pisces. So even though you may feel galvanized and inspired to get stuck into that to-do list and tick everything off, and there's nothing wrong with doing that, I find personally that is very satisfying. But also, listen to your intuition. Perhaps with Saturn in Pisces, you're going to get intuitive hits on how to make things work better, or which things on your list to prioritize, or perhaps, if you're really lucky, which things you don't think you're going to have to do at all. That would be good. So that is the energy for today. So I thought I would ask my deck for a card for all of us. Even if you're with me on the on-demand system, or you're listening to me later, or not quite live, this energy just goes everywhere. We are one. Everything's connected. You know that. So this card is for all of us. Even if you can't get in the Facebook chat room, this is for you. It is a beautiful fire card. If you like your traditional tarot, that means it's wands. This is the Page of Fire. And this, in this deck, the page has started as a little boy with a baby teeny weeny dragon just hatched. And by now, the page is a young man with many questions, and he has a young dragon at his side. And in the background, there is a new moon, which again shows the opening to possibilities, because it's a new moon. It's this inspiration that perhaps Saturn in Pisces would give us. The recommendations on this card are that this is a time to be, as youth often is, enthusiastic, optimistic, creative, sometimes impatient, but it is exciting. It's opportunity, it's creativity. Do things that fuel your passion, and also particularly finish what you start. Now that works beautifully with, for me, it does anyway, with today's astrology, because we're talking about that to-do list. So the finish what you start. Tidy that stuff up so that you're not dragging all those unfinished little pieces of business behind you like a set of balls and chains. Get it sorted one way or other. Do it or ditch it is what I would say to that. But then we have the Saturn in Pisces, this beautiful intuitive energy. So again, this youth and this new moon, time to be inspired. So what might catch your attention? Don't dismiss it out of hand, especially if it fuels your passion for life. I have to say, talking of fueling my passion for life, that I've just been sitting here. It is 4:30 in the UK. And given that it's winter, the sun is setting. As you know, I overlook the ocean. And today we don't have clouds. There's this glorious sun starting to dip down into the ocean. And where I live, you only get this in November. In the other months, the way the planet is angled, the sun goes down behind the land. But in November, it drops straight into the ocean. The light show is spectacular. Today it's got a kind of bluey grey tinge, and I was looking for the word for that, and I know that I found it in a blog once. And can I find it now? Can I? Heck. But it was, I remember it being cesium, that blue grey, not gunmetal, not silver, not blue, cerulean blue. It's a mixture of all of those, that glorious, almost indescribable colour that you get when the sea has got the light. It's almost like it's got the moonlight on it rather than the sun. Anyway, it's glorious, and I wanted to share that with you. So I hope that will help if you're sitting in an office, that I might lift your spirits. I also have my faithful giant cup of tea with me. I can't do small cups of tea. This thing looks like a soup bowl. And you know us Brits, we want our tea. So I have that with me as well, and will share with you. So what am I going to be talking about today? Well, again, I was walking on the beach this morning, and I actually, I got my feet out, took them out of shoes and walked in the ocean. Goodness, that was cold, but very invigorating. And I was talking to the ocean as it came up, and the waves just tickled and kissed my feet. And then the bottom of my jeans got very, very wet, but I really don't care. And said, what do you want me to talk about today? And I was just drawn to looking at the waves and thinking every single wave is unique. There will never be that wave again. There might be waves like it, but that collection of droplets, that formation, that moment in time is absolutely unique. And yet the waves are ever changing. They're reborn with every rise and fall. And I thought, that's a good metaphor for today, because so can we. We, every morning we rise, we greet a new day. We don't know what it will hold. And whatever happened yesterday may still be a concern for us or may need our attention. But this day, in this moment, our rise is like that wave as it crests. It's unique in that day. And that idea just keeps me present. Because I know I've spoken of this so often, but when I'm troubled and I walk on that beach and I put my attention on the waves and I watch this rise and this fall, it reminds me that no matter what is going on, if I can just be present in that moment. The other great power that we have at our fingertips, and it costs nothing. It is available to those who have great wealth and position, and it is available to the lowliest being on earth, and that is gratitude. And it is such a power. Really is. If you've never kept a gratitude diary or done a gratitude practice, and knowing you, because you're so on it, I bet you have, but sometimes we need reminding. Try a gratitude diary or a gratitude practice. If you're new to it, start with one day. And the trick is that at the end of your day, after you've had the rise, and then we come as the wave goes into the rest of the ocean, the fall, which is just how our day has been. We get to the end of the day and we fall into sleep and we fall into the end of the day. Five things that you're grateful for. They don't have to be huge. You could be grateful that you're in a beautiful body that is healthy and doesn't pain you. You could be grateful for looking at a flower and seeing the beauty on this earth. You could be grateful because you've won the pools or the premium bonds or the lottery or whatever you do. Five things you're grateful for. Perhaps you've been grateful to have lunch with someone. Perhaps a phone call went well. Or perhaps a phone call you thought was going to go badly didn't and went well. Five things you're grateful for. And the next day you have to find five completely different things. So if that sounds daunting, start with a day. And then see if you can get through perhaps a 5-day week with five different things, and then do a 7-day week, and then make it 2 weeks, which over here we call a fortnight, which I thought was a universal word, but I believe in America that's one of our English isms, so we call 2 weeks a fortnight. I don't know where that comes from. It might be Latin. It's one of those things I need to look up. But anyway, try a gratitude practice. You will also find, to aid you in this, if you really want to empower something, don't forget there's the gratitude board on the front page of 1-2-Listen. Again, absolutely free. You put what you're grateful for on the front page there, you post it, and the advisors who are logged on to 1-2-Listen, and you've got 50 of the most powerful psychic advisors and astrologers in the world, they are empowering it. So why would you not do that? So those are those thoughts. I'm just going to refresh the Facebook page again just to make sure the door is still open and people are coming in. And so good morning, I've said to Maureen. I'm going to make it put things in order because otherwise I cannot tell where I am. It's like a piece of knitting and it all runs to chaos. So good morning to Maureen and Alan and Renee and Tiffany, good morning. And I can see there are more comments to Laura, to Joni, to Kat, to Jennifer, my colleague from 1-2-Listen, and to Pamela. Okay, so let me see where I am in the show. I'm going to start doing you some reading, so I've got time for other things at the end of the show as well. So we know that we had a page of fire, or a page of wands, as a general outlook. So Maureen would like a message, if time permits. Of course it does, my Libra sister. Goodness, you've been globetrotting. You've been in Madrid, south of France, and Bordeaux. With your besties. You beat the storms in Europe. I'm glad you did. You sent them over here. Thank you very much. So you've got the travel bug and you're going back to Portugal. I love Portugal. It's got a really special energy to Portugal. And retirement is so tiring. Oh, my darling, I don't know how you're coping, but you're having so much fun. So let's see a card for you. A beautiful card, a Three of Water, celebrating. Again, a new moon. It's a quarter moon. Just having the time of your life and making the most of it. News that's worth celebrating. And I can see you're talking about hubby's business as well. So just good news all round. But the good news is because you're also heart connected to those people. So enjoy your travelling. Next time you fly over, I'll wave to you. Renee, good morning to Tiffany. You would like a card message on finding work. Let's ask the angels and the fae. Can we find Tiffany some work, please? Let's have a look. Three cards. Interesting cards. They're air cards and a major arcana card. So I'm going to take this in order. So the two air cards, which are our thoughts, are what I would call quite challenging cards. They're not awful. There's nothing awful in tarot. I mean, tarot is there as guidance. But the first one is the Five of Swords, the Five of Air. Now, when I see this, it means that we need to look carefully around a whole situation and see what we could learn for it, especially if something hasn't turned out the way we thought or a phone call hasn't gone how we thought it might do. It's that sitting down and thinking about things and not going into judgment or regret and just thinking, what can I learn from this? Because it's that idea of you constantly fall and think you're failing, but you're not. You're just learning all the time. So I'm going to say there might be a hiccup. Learn from it. Then I've got the Page of Swords, the Page of Air. Again, this idea that there could be information given to you that feels like a challenge. It may not be what you want to hear, but actually it's exactly what you want to hear because it will show you the way forward in a way that perhaps you hadn't perceived before. And the third card that comes with this is fabulous. It's a major arcana card. It's the Emperor, it's Archangel Michael. Sitting there with Aries, the Ram, it shows it's going to go forward. He's holding a sword like a lightsaber. We've just had the Two Swords cards, so we know it's going to move forward. If you can take on board the messages from whatever comes to you. So I hope that will make sense in your job search. Okay, Laura, very happy to be with you too. You would like a message. So one for Laura. I've just cleared the deck because you don't always do that between readings. Otherwise, you get very, very fuzzy readings. Again, an air card, a sword. This time it's the beginning. It's the ace. It's this little boy. He's like a baby King Arthur and he's got the sword Excalibur stuck in the stone. But we know he's going to pull that sword out. So it's about, this is about brilliant ideas, inspiration that may come with that Saturn in Pisces. Perhaps they'll turn up in your dreams. Overcoming obstacles with faith. I always like to think this is what I call the speed bump card. I don't know if you have speed bumps. We call them sleeping policemen. Those lumps in the road that they put down to make cars slow up. You'll have to tell me in the chat room what you call them. We call them sleeping policemen. It's one of those moments. It's not to stop you. It's to make you slow up and evaluate, and then you go forward. So you might have some of those about as well. Joni would like a message to clear the deck and see what we need to know. I suspect you might be facing choices or two different directions you could go, Joni, because I have the Two of Fire, which is always, usually it's coming together and it's inspiration. But this card can have the meaning of coming together or dividing the path. It can have that meaning. Which meaning depends on what card you get with it. Now, the other card I have with it is the Seven of Water. And it's about making a choice. And I have pictures of these cups and each one of them has a colour for the chakra. And it's either over-analysing or you need to choose with your heart. You need clarity. So maybe you write down how you feel about each path. Because as you write it down, a bit like that idea that you throw a coin in the air, heads or tails, as it's in the air, you know which way you want it to come down. So for some of that kind of exploration, I think, is going to come to you. So Kat, good morning. Open for a reading. Of course, Kat. Just clear the deck. So what would Kat need to know? And there we go. Lovely card. Ten of Coins. Ten of Earth. It's about continuity, it's about ancestry, or it can be financial security. So if you're getting together with family, it's legacy in the broadest sense of the word. I mean, it's the strength that you have from your ancestors, because if it hadn't been for them, you wouldn't be standing here. But it can also mean good fortune. So depending on what you're hoping for, Pamela, you're making me wish I was at the seashore today. Oh, thank you. Yes, I must admit, today I did. We have had some fairly horrendous weather. Thank you, Maureen, for sending that over from Europe. But today was a day when I could actually get onto the beach and get my feet in the water. And I just take every single opportunity, because rather like the rise and the fall of the waves, you never know what is coming in life. And I've got to the stage now where I think carpe diem, if I can do it, I will do. Mary is in the room as well, and Denise. Mary, sorry to hear you haven't been well with bronchitis and lung issues. They are no fun whatsoever. They make you feel like a damp lettuce leaf, and they really do. So I'm sending you much love and strength. A pick you up message, please. And Archangel Raphael, can you wrap yourself around Mary, please, and help with this lung issue? Lungs are quite often when we get a lung issue, not always, but it can be that you're grieving. So if you've had some grief come back to you, some losses have suddenly come back, it just dips our system and that the bugs can get a hold. Beautiful card for you, Mary. I have the most beautiful, gorgeous, adorable baby mermaid holding out a cup of love and an awakening. It's a love letter from the universe. It's beautiful. So, and also lungs, our lungs have sometimes, it's fluid, it's the breathing. So I have a feeling that this is a clearing out of fluids because she's offering this cup. Denise would like a card, having tea and a cookie. I'm with you, Denise. I haven't got the cookie. Enjoy yours on my behalf. Denise, what do you need to know? Wow, you have the Magician. Now, who would not want that card? As above, so below, as within, so without. That is how the world works. So you have the wand, you have the Magician. It comes from inside you, or you can call it in from your higher self. What would make you feel fulfilled in life? I went to a gathering last week and we had to come up with something we wanted to do to throw in the fire to empower. And mine was having the courage to fully live love, which is very broad and very powerful. And as I threw it in the fire, I thought, crikey, what have you done? What's going to come? So what do you want? What would really fulfill you? You are the Magician today. And Laura, yes, you call them speed bumps in the States. And there's a huge one in your life and you look at it differently now. Good. It's there to help. So that is, I caught up, I think, on the Facebook page. There were a couple of other things I wanted to talk about. So I'll have another final look in the Facebook page in case I've missed anybody. But we've spoken about gratitude. Do you know, I've been having what I call a Robert the Bruce day. I really have. If you're not familiar with the legend of Robert the Bruce, it is very old and Scottish. He was the first king of Scotland and he had a disastrous first year. The English beat him and he was on the run and he went and hid in a cave in Scotland and was very depressed and dejected and wondered what to do. And the legend tells that while he was waiting out the winter of 1306 in this cave, which in Scotland must have been freezing, he watched a spider on the cave wall try time and time again to spin its web. And every time the spider fell, it rose to begin again. And Robert the Bruce took inspiration from the spider and resolved to continue his campaign against the English. Believe me, there was not a lot of love lost between the Scots and the English in those days. And there are those who may say we're heading back that way with a referendum. But anyway, I love the Scots. I have ancestry from all over the place. Anyway, in the end, the Scots won the victory at Bannockburn. So a Robert the Bruce day is, if something won't work or you can't get through, don't give up. Go and look for another way around. And I've had that kind of day. And eventually it worked. There was a telephone number and a connection. I was trying to get to a particular office to talk to a particular person. And they had surrounded themselves with a ring of steel in terms of protection. You could not get the phone numbers. You could not get the email. And I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to keep going like that spider, round and round, looking for different ways. And eventually I got it. And we had a really good conversation. We got on like a house on fire. I just needed to get through the armor. So if you're having that kind of day, keep going. A Robert the Bruce kind of day. So Maureen says she loved Spain and France. Would love to go back. Pamela said it was fabulous. Okay. The other thing I was going to share, I've been talking about waves and Robert the Bruce, was there something else I wanted to try and catch up with you. Just thoughts on prayers for peace. There's been lots of prayer groups around. I'm sure you're part of them as well. And you look at the state of the world and you just think, really, have we not learned to fight and not learned to stop fighting over things and cause the destruction of innocent people? And people say, what can prayer do? What can my prayer do? It's futile. Nothing is happening. Mo Abdelbaki has spoken about this in his Out of Mo's Mind in the Power Peak. You can go and have a look. But I would say to people when they say, well, prayer's futile, it's not doing, and there's, you know, people have been praying for peace for millennia and look at the state of us. But actually, I know it looks bad on the news, but the world is a safer place. And at least we now do have some kind of forums like the UN to put pressure on to say, you know, you have to safeguard civilians and try and get international aid through. In days of old, like Robert the Bruce, nothing like that happened. If you got caught in a war, too bad. Tant pis, as the French would say. So what's the alternative? Well, despair is the alternative if you feel that your prayers are doing no good. And that's certainly not going to help. So what about a prayer? Some faith, some hope, some compassion. And sometimes we can get compassion fatigue as well, because we keep looking at this stuff on the news and you just think, really, what can I do? But I am a firm believer that every time you send some heartfelt love or faith or compassion or whatever you can bring yourself to in that moment, that it does help, because the alternative is just despair or hardening your heart, and that is certainly not going to help anybody. So I'm just looking at the final part of the show. I am coming up on time. I'm going to dip straight back into the Facebook chat room just to make sure that I have said hello to everybody and I haven't missed anything out. So nipping down the comments. Good morning to Geraldine. I've just seen Geraldine popping in as well. I think I've managed to catch up with everything. So that is wonderful. Thank you so much. I always say I so appreciate you coming in the room, and I appreciate our exchanges and things like you telling me that you do have speed bumps in, or at least that's what you call them in the States. We call them sleeping policemen. I don't know about the analogy of driving over a policeman. I get the idea. I do get it. And fortnights. I'm always amazed about, we speak the same language and yet tomato, tomato, we kind of do, and sometimes we don't. So I hope you will find a way to rise and fall like those waves this week, and every day find some gratitude and some hope and some faith. And Mary, I hope you're feeling better and that you will feel uplifted. And I just see one final comment from Geraldine, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to get there in time. Probably not, but I'll give it a go. On the way next, you have Raven and Jay with your backstage pass. I don't know which of my colleagues is going to be on the show today, but I always enjoy listening. And I'm just looking, desperately trying to get my Facebook page to renew, but I think it isn't. So Geraldine, I'm sorry if I haven't managed to get to your message, but I hope that you've been able to draw something from today's messages and today's programme. So it just remains for me to wish you a truly wonderful week. Get that to-do list done. Enjoy the intuition of your dreams and just make the most of life, because it is such a gift. So I wish you a truly wonderful week. Take care of yourself. Nourish and take care of those around you. And we will meet again at the same time next week. Until then, lots of love. Take care. And bye-bye for now.